I'm operating under the suspicion that you don't know anything more than we do right now, but let me ask you, do you know anything more?
Well, Bob, a tweet just came out here from Stephen Marcus of Newsday, citing Hamilton's father-in-law, Michael Chadwick.
I saw it.
Saying Hamilton has, quote, hit a bump in the road, keep him in your prayers, end quote. So that appears to be a reference to, obviously, Josh's long-standing battle with addiction.
Yeah.
Again, we can't say that for certain, but that appears to be what the reference is here. And obviously, he's in New York. The Angels have confirmed that to MLB.com, meeting with MLB officials regarding a disciplinary issue. So we're putting all this together. And obviously, Josh Hamilton, to his credit, has been very candid in speaking about his battles over the years. So again, we don't know the details, but that report from Stephen Marcus of Newsday, citing Hamilton's father-in-law, seems to suggest we could be talking about something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, it's a you know, the young man's obviously had more than a few issues. And we really, we must confess, none of us really know what the issue is, what's going on, what we're talking about.
Why would Major League Baseball, John, be involved in this right now?
Well, it's a good question. And again, what I can say about Hamilton's situation from what we've known over the years is this. He was on baseball's suspended list
right.
for a period of years leading up to 2006.
Yep.
Now, that period of suspension was related to drug use in the minor leagues. Now,
right.
in baseball, minor league players have been tested for drugs, and that means both drugs of abuse and performance enhancers for years, even mm-hmm. predating when that was going on at the major league level. And so you could be disciplined much more harshly before you're in the players' union for that than after. So in that situation, up through 2006, he was obviously still a minor league player, not on what was then the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 40-man roster, so he was suspended at that point in time. In 2006, Bud Selig reinstated him in the middle of the season. Now, at that point in time, and this is why this is a really unique issue, at the time he was reinstated off baseball's suspended list, Bud Selig, then the commissioner, said, we will reinstate you as long as you pass 3 drug tests per week. That's 9 years ago, basically, almost. So he has been a member in good standing of Major League Baseball for 9 years, almost, where, according to our information, obviously if he had failed a drug test in the interim, one assumes we would have known about that. He, of course, had the alcohol relapses, but that was not part of the
testing
of his reinstatement. So at this point in time, guys, what we know is, he was reinstated on the condition of passing 3 drug tests a week, and now, of course, he's back in New York meeting with MLB officials. So I think that's why MLB is involved. That's why it's such a unique circumstance. But Arash, to kind of put a circle closing on this mm-hmm. question, I think one reason why it's delicate is at the time he was suspended and reinstated, he was a minor league player. Now, of course, he is a major league player, a member of the union, and it's a very unique circumstance that obviously now, if there were to be a violation, one assumes he could be treated a little differently than he would have been when he was a minor league player.
Well, one of the other issues that, we eventually are going to have to factor into all of this is there's a new commissioner in baseball, and we don't know whether this is a tough sheriff or a lenient sheriff, and we don't really have a sense of this guy yet.
Right, and that's a great point, Bob. Because this is one thing where no matter what the environment is when a commissioner takes over a league, there's always some controversy coming, and MLB is doing its best to try to get out in other areas. They're trying to finish with the players' union a domestic violence policy. Rob Manfred spoke about this earlier in the week. He said he'd be disappointed if that wasn't in place and announced by opening day. So that is in the works. Obviously, I think every sports commissioner was following very closely the Ray Rice situation over the last year. So I think that you're right. This is going to be a test. Depending on what exactly is going on, it could be a moderate test or it could be a huge test. We're not sure what this means yet. But you're right that at this point in time, basically 1 month into his tenure as commissioner, whatever comes out publicly from MLB in the next several days about this situation will certainly involve a high level of scrutiny debate about how Rob Manfred's handling this.
I think everybody's sort of assuming there's some kind of substance abuse because that's the history of this athlete.
Especially bump in the road.
Right. And we're told it's not PED.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have confirmation of that, so we can't even say for sure it's not performance-enhancing drugs. But is there any indication, any chance it could be something else? And we were speculating, and one of the things I came up with is, could it be gambling?
Yeah.
Could it be an off-field domestic kind of issue? The things that we commonly have come to understand we might see.
So, John, a PED violation is collectively bargained in the number of games you're suspended.
Yes.
If this is a non-PED issue,
The PED suspensions. Now, the biogenesis thing was something unique because they had indicated there were violations. At least in A-Rod's case, there were violations of the CBA and not just the drug agreement. But yes, the drug agreement is mandated specifically. But the drugs of abuse, for example, that is not really meted out on the same level. And in fact, you very rarely see major league players suspended for substance abuse. It almost never happens. So it's a different scale. It's less it's less fixed in terms of what the scale would be. So again, if that's the issue, and again we have to stress if there would be, I think, a fair level of individual discretion in this matter that obviously Josh would have to sort of work with the commissioner's office on whatever punishment would be there. But I think it's important to note, too, about Hamilton. Oh, I'll just say quickly, Hamilton's always been a guy that has talked a lot about how hard this has been for him. So certainly, I think a lot of people in baseball are certainly pulling for him, and we'll just have to see what happens.